Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. On the show today, we have Chaz Pelletier from Acadia Federal Credit Union in the fine state of Maine. And also we have Rick DeLisi and Darren Garcia from GLIA. They're here talking about how Acadia are driving new efficiencies by centralizing their member service on GLIA's interaction platform. Really good stuff here from these three. So check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, as you can see, we have a full house here in our virtual studios at CU Broadcast. Let's do some introductions. Right next to me is Chaz Pelletier from Acadia Federal Credit Union. Chaz, let's go with Chaz, all right?
Let's do it.
All right. Chaz, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Better now that you are here. And then speaking of which, we got the team. We got the dynamic duo from GLIA right below us here. Down diagonal from me is Darren Garcia from GLIA. Darren, how are you, sir?
Doing outstanding. Thank you very much for having me.
You are welcome. And then right next to Darren, right below me, is Mr. Rick DeLisi. Rick, good to see you again. It's been a while.
It has been, but it's always too short in between. So always happy to talk to you. Glad to be with you again.
Good. Well, we're glad you're here. And I love the book screen that you got right behind you there, Rick. Looks good. So, all right. So the topic at hand today is Acadia Federal Credit Union. You guys are driving new efficiencies by centralizing member service on the GLIA interaction platform. Because the big thing at Acadia is that you guys want to keep that personalized member service, even though you got this centralized, you want to keep that personal touch. And I think that's what a lot of credit unions are looking for these days. So, but I want to start out to kind of lay the foundation here, gentlemen. I want to get a quick refresher on GLIA and how you guys are working with Acadia. Rick, do you want to go first on this one?
Sure. Well, the GLIA interaction platform is designed to help organizations, local credit unions, create exactly the right interaction for each member every time they contact the organization. So the whole idea of a personal touch makes total sense in some situations, but yes, not all. So the idea of developing an interaction strategy is matching the right kind of interaction to the need that that person has at this moment. Sometimes a person has a need for something very simple, a routing number, a balance check, something that could be handled perhaps even through an automated interaction. Other times it makes total sense to want to connect with a person, but that doesn't mean it has to happen on the phone. So in the digital first world, it's entirely possible to present a member of a credit union with an opportunity to have a live interaction with a rep or an agent right on the member's own screen. And so being able to distinguish the exact moments or needs when something simple, fast, and automated makes more sense versus other times when a human connection makes more sense to create that right interaction for what that person needs at that moment.
Yep, indeed. Yeah, well said. Darren, anything to add to Rick's summation?
No, I mean, Rick was spot on in his summation. And I mean, like you said, I'm a chat first person. So whenever I want to interact with somebody, my first go-to is chat. But
yeah, me too.
That's not always the case. I mean, depending on the scenario, sometimes I need to speak to someone because the situation calls for it. And this is what GLIA allows you to do.
Well, it's great to have those options. And that's what the folks at, that's what the members at Acadia are having. And So Chaz, let's step back a little bit here. So what was going on at Acadia that kind of prompted you guys to look at a technology like GLIA's in the first place? What was going on there and what was holding you back in this area, especially when you guys are really stressing that personal service?
Yeah, absolutely. No, there's a couple things that kind of spurred up the conversation with GLIA. And one was our growth. Acadia was a small town credit union, and we've grown exponentially since our inception. And so first was tackling the challenge of our growth and how we're going to handle member relationships and how all those communications that come through. Second was that we were also looking at a digital banking revamp. Now, these projects are not light by any means, and they include a lot of moving parts. And the biggest part is the communication to the membership, what that's going to entail, how are they going to be affected by the change. And so that was really on a top of our minds in terms of how it was going to impact the member. And this was 2021. So we were looking at, we were in the midst of COVID. And so how are we going to do this digital banking revamp in the midst of COVID?
Yeah.
And how are we going to support them properly with a pandemic going on?
Yep.
And so that was a real eye-opener for us. How are we going to do this digitally?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we reached out to Guia, we initially engaged and started having that conversation, what that would look like in our support channels. And we found that Guia had pretty much everything that we were looking for. We had tapped into solutions like chat modules, chat on our website, and they were all great, but they were kind of siloed away from our other tool we had. And so we wanted something that was all encompassing. And mm-hmm. so when we stumbled upon Guia, they seemed to have all the bells and whistles into one platform.
They have all the options there for members to pick and choose what works best for them, for sure. And to move back and forth, like you alluded to earlier, or like Darren alluded to earlier. So, and Darren, speaking of which, let's talk about the implementation process here without diving too deep into the weeds here, but I know a lot of credit unions are always, that's top of mind for a lot of credit unions when they're implementing new technology. Okay. What was that process like? You know, did it take 15 years or did it take 15 minutes? So that's what we're all looking for. So Darren, share with me the implementation process and how that went.
Sure. And definitely not 15 years. And luckily,
I'm just kidding.
I was with Acadia when they launched. So I am their customer success manager. So
oh
I was
my gosh! Assigned, wow.
Into this process, and it's a real simple process. What we do is we align with the customer, with Acadia in this instance, what their use case is, what is it that they're looking to solve, and how can Glia help them, and then tailor it based on that. Implementation typically takes about 6 weeks, depending on how extensive their use case is. If it's something that's really simple, such as just putting chat on their website, we can get that up and running pretty quickly. The part that probably takes the most out of the entire process is training the staff, making sure that they get up to speed and everything that needs to happen. But other than that, it's a simple process. The training is really easy. The team picks it up very, very quickly just by watching the videos that we have prepared for it, and also doing some role playing with each other to, you know, one plays a visitor, the member, one plays the representative, and then swap. And within an afternoon, they're ready to rock and roll.
Wow. Okay. Well, I like the sound of that for sure. Especially like what Chaz was saying, you know, they're implementing a digital banking platform, and this certainly helps out in that area. And Rick, do you want to add anything to that, to the implementation process or what you guys experienced on the Glia side?
Yeah, the key here is enabling members to contact the organization through any means they choose, mm-hmm. but not assuming that they've made the right choice. So, for example, one of the primary reasons that people choose chat is the stated reason is, I don't want to have to speak to a person. But invariably, how that is interpreted is, I don't want to have to stop my digital interaction and start all over again on the phone.
Precisely.
Not recognizing that there's an option to speak to a live person, but on your own screen and in the midst of your own digital interaction. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of enabling people to contact the organization any way they like, but instantly and seamlessly transitioning them to the best fit interaction type for the need that they have at that moment.
Yep. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, well said. And so I want to get to the meat and potatoes of the conversation here, Chaz. And so share with me some results and or maybe some anecdotes, because obviously, again, we want to maintain that personal touch, even though everything is kind of centralized now. And there's so many aspects to this, because the simplified training process. So yeah, share with me the nuts and bolts here of how this is working for you guys so far.
Yeah, before our contact center solution was very minimal, and we've had little to base our decisions on. So that was a problem beforehand that we wanted to address with Glia as well. And so what was nice about Glia is it gave us and it opened up some metrics that we could potentially use to guide our strategies moving forward. So now we could look at stats like our average handle time, our average wait time, how many times did we use the co-browsing tool, or how many multi-engagements are our reps fielding. What does our abandonment rate look like? These are metrics that were fairly new to us. So as we adopted Glia, we had to use that as kind of our baseline. You know, the inception of Glia was kind of our baseline metric for pretty much everything, most of these metrics. And really, since the inception of Glia, we've noticed quite a drop in our abandonment rates. You know, we were up to as high as 18% of our calls were possibly going abandoned, which means they were going unanswered, okay, which is definitely a problem and definitely a frustration on the member side. So now that we're able to track it, we're able to figure out, is it because we're not answering in time? Is it because we're not staffed appropriately in this channel? So these help us to better make these decisions based on the data that we actually have in the system. Mm-hmm. So between abandonment rates have gone significantly down since the inception, and visitor satisfaction has gone up. You know, it went up anywhere from, I think it was 4.63% at one point, up to almost a 5% rating or a 5-star rating. It's just a star rating metric. So ultimately, I think we've got a good grasp now that we have the tools to measure it.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's the other thing. I was reading some of the background information, and it's pretty cool that the staff can actually work from home if need be as well, because sometimes there's inclement weather, somebody's sick, something like that. So this allows, I mean, looking at from the credit union side, obviously from the member perspective, it's pretty darn cool, but also from the staff side of things, it's pretty cool as well, right? Can you share with me just a quick story on how that helps staff, helps them be flexible too, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a supervisor that actually works a fair good distance, and our winters are notorious. They're horrible. Some days we can't get out of our driveway.
Oh, gosh.
And so there was a particular case where we did have a winter storm. So the local reps were able to make it to our operations center to actually man some of the phone lines, and the supervisor could not make it in. It was just too treacherous. But she was able to just jump on to her computer at home. It is a web-based system, so she was able to log right in, mm-hmm, and just connect like she would have at the office.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Where are you guys located again? I'm sorry, I should know this, but
where we're headquartered in Fort Kent, Maine. So we're the very tippy top, and we border Canada.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, you guys know winter really, really well up there. So.
Oh yes. Very familiar.
Yeah, my brother and his wife, they live in Maine as well. So I get great stories and pictures every winter. So like, yeah, it's to our, yeah, the snowdrifts are up to our earlobes. So it's great. Yeah. So anywho, I digress a little bit. Hey, what's the biggest, having shared these benefits or having shared these results, what's the biggest benefit that you guys have gained so far with using Glia? Because I know, you know, you're still, this is just getting better and better, it sounds like. So what's the big benefit here that you guys have received so far or experienced?
I think the biggest benefit to us in having Glia is enabling the member to be able to interact the way they want to. So not abandoning the people that may not be very digital first or digital minded. They're still very analog in terms of, like, I like to make my phone call and I still interact that way. We're still having that option available to them. But for the people that are more tech savvy and they're chat oriented, they can still use chat when it's all within the same centralized environment instead of being piecemealed.
Very convenient. And hang on a second. I gotta let my dog out. I apologize. My wife just
absolutely
got
go for
the
it.
Dogs at the door. Hang on a second.
Those dogs will actually definitely derail everything.
Oh my gosh. Oh, she's such a great dog. But we have workers in our kitchen right now redoing some flooring because we had a little bit of a flood a few weeks ago. So we're getting some new flooring put in. So she's a little nervous. So I had her in the office here, but my wife just returned home. Now she's all excited. So yeah, let her out. But we'll edit this out. What's that, Rick?
Dog to honor the on-air light.
Exactly. I should have that out there. She should know. All right, let's get back to the interview, because I love what you said earlier, Rick, about I love the kind of the consumer or the member behavior aspect of this, of like, yeah, I don't want to talk to a person right now, but when I need to, I'm going to dive in. And you alluded to it as well, Darren. So I love that type of stuff. So what are some next steps that are going here to kind of keep this kind of future proofing Acadia's high touch service here? Rick, I'll let you go first. What are some next steps here to keep this momentum rolling?
Some of the things that we're working with Jazz on is helping their staff develop something that feels more like a playbook. You know, think about it this way. Every member who contacts their credit union is doing so for a specific reason at that moment.
Oh, yeah.
And there can be a right fit playbook for each need type. In fact, what we discovered is that despite the fact that there are tens of thousands of members of a credit union and potentially dozens of different issues that they might be contacting the organization about, they fall into very predictable categories. We've identified four categories of need. And almost every issue that a person would have falls in one of those four categories. And for each category, there's a specific interaction type that's going to work best for the member as well as for the credit union. So try to create the right interaction that provides the best efficiency, the best effectiveness in terms of not only issue resolution, but also revenue generation, and the best possible experience for both the member and for the frontline rep who's interacting with that member was never really a possibility before. Mm-hmm. It was always somewhat random. Yeah. All you could do is just respond to people in the way they chose to reach out to you. But because Glia's platform is entirely channel-less, meaning it doesn't matter what channel you started the interaction on, it can be transitioned seamlessly to the best fit interaction type. You can start the interaction any way you like, but if it turns out that there's a better way to interact for the exact thing that you need, that's what you're provided without having to do anything more than touch your screen.
Oh, that's so convenient. And so, yeah, I mean, to have it all right there on one screen to go, yeah, I could chat, I could do a video, I could do phone call, I could do whatever. So yeah, to have it all right there in front of you, your members must be just tickled pink. Chaz.
Absolutely. No, and just the helping factor, some of the tools that are available is being able to share your and allowing the members to share what they're actually experiencing and seeing, and the support rep to actually being able to say, oh, I see exactly what the issue is. Instead of describing, you know, maybe not technical terms to non-technical members, it can be very challenging just to get the right information across. But if you actually see it, much easier to solve.
Yeah, no doubt. And then looking at it from the staff perspective too, the training part of it and getting them rolling, getting them on board. That's, oh my gosh, you know, to get that. Get that type of a quick turnaround is pretty cool for you guys too. So yeah, so it sounds like you guys are almost serving two audiences, not only the members but your staff as well. So yeah, Darren, I see you nodding your head there too. You want to add any of that to maybe the staff side?
Yeah, so earlier in the conversation, Chaz mentioned going through an online banking conversion.
Yeah,
and this is where being able to co-browse comes in big. Mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of times these tools are put in place with the members in mind, but this is an amazing tool for the employees as well. So, you know, I have a contact center background and have been in his shoes managing through a conversion, and your staff is dealing with an application or a new online banking platform that they have not used before. They're not familiar with it. So now you're trying to guess where on the page they are. And sometimes it could be frustrating for the member and for the employee as well. Mm-hmm. But when you're co-browsing and you can see exactly what it is that they're seeing, where they are in the page, where they're struggling to complete their transaction, it just makes for a better experience for both the employee and for the member. And you get to the solution quicker, you're saving time, yeah. You become more efficient. So, you know, it's a win-win-win-win, right, Rick?
Yeah, there's a lot of wins. Go ahead, Rick.
When a tool like that is used under the right circumstances for the exact right need that member has at that time, they leave feeling smarter and better about themselves. And that's one thing that we've learned about the psychology of loyalty, is that it's a wonderful thing when a credit union member leaves an interaction saying, wow, those guys at Acadia are great. There's nothing wrong with that. And it's always a wonderful thing. But what's even better than that, if such a thing could be better, it's when a member leaves an interaction saying, I feel smarter about myself. I'm now more digitally self-sufficient. I can now use digital tools that I wasn't confident in using. I'm confident that I've made the right decision to be an Acadia member in the first place. And that reaction creates the highest possible loyalty. Mm-hmm. So if there's such a thing as better than you guys are, it's I'm great because I chose Acadia and they make me feel smart.
Yeah, it reinforces that loyalty for sure. Or not reinforces, I think it boosts it and enhances it for sure. And there's a word that just came to my mind as you were talking, Rick. It's like, it's customer delight. And this, it was a delightful experience, you know? And so they're going to talk about that to their friends and neighbors as well. So, you guys got a good thing rolling here. Good stuff, guys. So, hey, I know you guys have busy schedules, but anything else to add to wrap up? Rick, I'm going to let you go first on this one because you seem to be on a roll here.
Sure. Well, the one thing that we've learned is that we're now at a post-pandemic level of behavior change in this country. Mm-hmm. You know, the vast majority of us, if we were somewhat digital first before the pandemic, we are decidedly digital first now.
Yes, we are.
So there will always be a place for branches. There are still going to be some people who choose to interact on the phone, but those numbers are going to dwindle and continue to dwindle as we become more digitally self-sufficient. So creating the opportunity for people to interact on their own screens for a full range of every possible need that they could have, that's no longer the future. Yeah. That's the present.
Agreed. And Darren, I'm going to let you chime in here as well. Any final thoughts here? Because you have an interesting perspective here.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, what Glia allows you to do is really connect with all of your members. Mm-hmm. It is technology, but it's not technology that leaves the older generation behind. They're able to use it as well because you have phone channels available. You have chat channels available. You have video channels available. So depending on who you're interacting with, you have an option available for them. So you keep that control in their hands and engage with you the way that they want to.
It's member empowerment. So yeah, that's a big thing that builds trust and loyalty as well. All right, Chaz, last word is yours, sir.
All right, well, great. I think adopting the Glia solution was the right move. I think we ended up winning overall. Like Darren said, it's multiple wins, so I don't know how to calculate the win factor, but I would definitely say we nailed it here. And we have also other strategies in mind with the use of Glia. I know we have they have other solutions to tailor for us that we are also looking at, and they've been a great partner in terms of helping us strategize what the member interaction might look like. They have a lot of experience in the area, and we kind of rely on them to help and guide us to serve our members better.
Right on. Well said. I think it's win cubed, probably, right, Darren? Maybe
win cubed. That's a good term.
I think we're getting back in the old algebra classes or something like that. Yeah, we're gonna have to get a formula for this. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for hanging out for a few minutes. I love stories like this where it's just a huge. There was a need, and the need was met, and then the results speak for themselves. And it sounds like you guys at Acadia are experiencing that from Glia's technology. So good stuff, guys. All right, I'm gonna let you get back to work. Thank you so much again for being here, and I look forward to the next chat. Well done.
Great. Thank you very much.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.